This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Welcome in to the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy Wirtz in for Mitch Thunder Nellis with the Packers' all-time leading scorer, Mr. Crosby. How are we?
It's good to be back. Yeah, jumping on a plane yesterday and some, you know, just some medium-sized news.
Just a little medium-sized news, but...
Who saw this coming? I mean, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face, and I mean, nobody expected this to happen. Nobody expected. I mean, Jerry Jones, something's going on there. The fact that he would send his best player to the Green Bay Packers, who they cannot beat, like even with Micah Parsons, like it just blows my mind.
Well, Jerry Jones is looking around that suite for some answers, and right now they don't have any.
Oh, what a disaster. This loss hurt us every way more than anyone we've ever had.
I still hear it ringing through my ears of Jerry Jones telling people, don't lose sleep. Don't lose sleep about Micah Parsons. I'm sure Cowboys fans, they are losing plenty of sleep. But maybe on the other side, for Packers fans, I'm Jensen Richards. He is Gabe Ramirez in for Spiegel and Holmes today. We are live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville as the Cubs are in Denver tonight. Face off against Colorado Rockies. Our pregame coverage begins at 7:05 right here on The Score. You heard his voice. You heard that man. He is Mason Crosby. He is the Packers' all-time leading scorer, host of the Mason Crosby Show on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Mason, what happened to draft and develop, yet here you are making one of the biggest splashes all time in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, we didn't know what to talk about this morning other than just our surprise that the Dallas Cowboys would send Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. I don't know what Jerry Jones was, what he woke up thinking whenever he decided that was going to be the move that he was going to make. But, you know, I think Packers fans everywhere are pretty excited about what's going on. And I don't know what's going through Bears fans' minds, but I can't imagine the NFC North was too excited to have that news come down yesterday afternoon.
Mason, it's not about what's going on in our minds. It's what's rolling down our cheeks, and those are tears that are happening right there. But let me ask you this. You know, Parsons, without a doubt, changes the dynamic of any defense. But when you think about this Packers team, how do you see him fitting into the system specifically?
Well, you know, I think what works out well is that Halfley is one of those great types of coaches that is willing to adjust what he's trying to do on defense for the players that he has at his disposal. Like that is not always the case with defensive coordinators. There's a lot of coordinators that are like, this is how I run my defense. We will find players to fit into how I do this. Halfley's already been very outspoken about the fact that even from last year to this year, with the guys in the building, he's adjusted a lot of things. So I spoke on that today on my show where I was just like, okay, yes, let's take a breath. Let all the excitement, all the energy around Micah Parsons will settle down here in a few days once they all get in the building. And Micah Parsons is going to have to fit into this team and into this defense in a certain way, and they're going to have to find the best way to just let him go and cut him loose with all the abilities that he has. I mean, you know, I tried to ask somebody, I said, all right, tell me like a weak spot of Micah Parsons' game. And it's just like, there aren't really many. there's no weak spot. There might be some spots where it's like, yeah, he could maybe improve a couple percentage points, but the stats speak for themselves. I mean, whenever he wasn't on the field in Dallas, they were like one of the worst defenses in the league. Whenever he's on the field, they were one of the best. He is only behind like Myles Garrett and I think like Joey Bosa Nick Bosa, sorry, for some stats that are like some of the best things that they look at for defensive players. And so the guy is a freak athlete, a freak player. He's had 12 plus sacks and everything. So I think he makes the job very easy for a defensive coordinator, and they're going to find so many ways to unleash him there in Green Bay.
He's former Green Bay Packer Mason Crosby, now host of the Mason Crosby Show on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. He is Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards with you in for Spiegel and Holmes today. Mason, was this a sign of really a change of leadership and how the Packers may operate moving forward to make an enormous trade like this? Or is Micah just simply too great a player to pass up if you have the opportunity to get him?
Yeah, you know, we were speculating a little bit on that, and you're just like wondering, okay, did they give a call, you know, in the offseason? Were there calls made like, hey, we're looking to get our pass rush going. Like, is Micah Parsons available? Y'all haven't, figured anything out on the front of giving him an extension. And, and then it kind of went a little crickets because Jerry Jones seemed pretty adamant that he was going to, get a quote unquote handshake deal done with Micah Parsons, not deal with his agent and make him the highest, paid guy. So it kind of felt like, okay, this was going to be the whole Dallas Cowboys thing. And then opportunity presented itself here this last week, seemingly, with Micah Parsons being really, kind of just done with, Jerry Jones and what they were doing there. And yeah, to kind of everyone's surprise, I mean, they went the other route. My wife said it this morning. I thought it was great, and I wish I had a recorder on her because she said it so well. But she was just like, the Packers literally didn't just trade for Micah Parsons. They traded to be the Dallas Cowboys for a moment, right? Like, they went and they went all in. They gave up draft pick. They like became now the most talked about, made a splash and kind of made the entertainment side of this business being in the Green Bay Packers forefront. So yeah, I think it was just an opportunity. They needed, they thought this team is on the, on the cusp of something really good. And Micah Parsons is truly one of those players that, and you've seen it in the history of the Packers organization. You bring in one of these dynamic, unbelievable defensive players to kind of shore up like what you're trying to do and the culture you're trying to bring, and they've had great success with it over the years. So, you got Ed Policy coming in, taking over. I think Goody and LaFleur are kind of looking like this is the team. This is the year. We got to go chase this thing because who knows? Who knows if you don't get it done? Like what the future might hold up there.
Yeah, Mason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Not only are you guys bringing in, you know, one of the most disruptive players in the NFL, but he's a superstar nonetheless. And you've been in that locker room for years. So how hard is it to bring in a superstar and keep the culture balanced? Because the Packers certainly have their own culture.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think that's what I was speaking on earlier on my show this morning, too, is that at the end of the day, you know, I think the culture will kind of even out some of that. Like, I do think there has been a shift up there in Green Bay where it's like you brought in Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, like some of these guys from other places, and you've started to hear more personality and more voice come out of the players up there, which wasn't always the case in Green Bay. It was just kind of like stay status quo, you know, Packers first, organization, all of those things. But I do feel like some personalities have been brought into that building and, you know, able to build their brand and kind of, you know, talk about the players and the guys that are, you know, doing it up there in Green Bay. So, yeah, I'm sure Micah will still be rocking his podcast, you know, saying his stuff, doing his thing. But at the end of the day, I hope he goes in that locker room and guys, you know, give him a hard time about, you know, being the highest. But, you know, it's funny. Guys will give guys hard times about being the highest paid player in, you know, in the NFL, which I don't know how that's something that you can, you know, make fun of someone for, but they find a way. And so I think that's going to be kind of the instant thing where you got to bring him in, make sure that he's part of that team, not held to this kind of different, you know, standard and elevated. He needs to fit in, work into that system and go out there and just and lead from the front and lead on the field with his performance for sure.
He is former Green Bay Packer Mason Crosby with us on 6-7 The Score. Mason, we open our show talking about, damn it, the Packers stole the Bears' shine. We were 6 days away from the start of the NFL season. It was a pretty quiet off season. One of the biggest moves was the surprise that the Packers finally took a wide receiver in the first round, but the Lions didn't do anything of note. The Vikings lost their quarterback, and here were the Bears that got the great offensive coordinator from the Detroit Lions, and here we are where it's outshined, at least from an offseason standpoint, with getting Micah Parsons. What's the conversation there surrounding the Bears, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams? What's the threat level in Milwaukee?
Well, I obviously, Ben Johnson is a proven great offensive mind and coordinator. I think they're just like anytime a coordinator goes and now is a head coach, you just have to be a little, you know, weary or a little cautious of, like, you know, jumping the gun and being like, all right, he's going to be a great head coach, right? So I think only time will tell there. But, you know, we saw with Coach LaFleur. I mean, he was offense coordinator, came to Green Bay, and, you know, had instant success. So it definitely can be done. And I think, you know, Ben Johnson seems to say the right things, have the right approach, you know, do all those things well. Y'all did. There, the Bears, they crushed the Buffalo Bills in preseason. So that was, you know, that was a good step in the right direction. But I always take preseason with a grain of salt. But I do think the Bears have, you know, have a chance to be much better this year. It seems like Ben Johnson is going to kind of try to really give Caleb Williams a more simplified path to success. And you know, for us, like whenever I look at it from what the NFC North is, the biggest question mark, which is odd because they've been winning, you know, consistently these last few years, is the Detroit Lions. Great, you know, great team. They have a lot of great players. But when you lose those two key pieces and those two, the defensive and offensive coordinators, those are tough. Those are tough things to overcome. So I think in my mind, when I look at like the NFC North, Detroit Lions probably have actually the most question marks on them trying to replace those two coordinators. And, you know, and then now I think Chicago Bears, if you look at them, all you can look at is that they have upside, that there is a lot of upside that they, if they play well, everyone is going to look at it and be like, all right, like Ben Johnson's doing his thing. Caleb Williams is taking those steps. If it doesn't go well in Chicago, then now all the pressure and all the question marks come back on the Bears. And I know y'all don't want that down there.
Not at all. When talking about the Green Bay Packers, you know, you mentioned the Lions, you mentioned obviously the Chicago Bears, but now with the addition of Micah Parsons, this puts the Green Bay Packers in a different lexicon. Judson and I were talking about the success of the Green Bay Packers, and I'm curious your opinion on this conversation we were having. Do you feel like as though the success of the Packers is more predicated on Jordan Love or on the impact that Micah Parsons makes on that defense?
Well, that's the thing, and I, you know, I was in those locker rooms for so long, and you know the beauty of a football locker room is that it is the ultimate team sport. Like Micah Parsons is an unbelievable defensive player, but it also that revolves around all the other guys on the defensive line, you know, the secondary, everybody doing their job at a high level as well. He can't do it all himself. He's not going to help the offense, you know, run the ball and score and throw and catch and do all of those things. So you got to look at Micah Parsons kind of in a vacuum, but the energy and the excitement and the freedom that having a dynamic player like that on the other side of the ball, what it gives the offense. So like we were trying to discuss that. Is it pressure? Is it freedom that it puts on Jordan Love in this offense? And I look at it as it's a freeing up. Now it opens everything up. You can go for it on, you know, 4th and 3 or 4th and 4, you know, at the 45-yard line more confidently, knowing that, you know, if you don't get it, you're putting that defense out there led by Micah Parsons. And I mean, you got some young talent too, Edgerrin Cooper, and then you brought in, you know, Xavier McKinney. I mean, at each spot on that defense, there is elite talent. So for Matt LaFleur, for Jordan Love, I think that just opens up the playbook so they can kind of be a little more creative, a little more dynamic, and go out there and try to, you know, spread the field out and have success. I think still the biggest question mark on that team right now is probably the wide receiver room. Super excited about Matthew Golden. Honestly, one of the best young route runners that I've seen just from like the kind of limited exposure that we've had to him. But just watching his routes and how he runs, and I mean, very minimal amount of drops throughout camp. But then, you know, like drops were an issue for the team as a whole last year. So we got to see what other wide receivers in that group step up, because you don't always want to go into a season, even if a rookie is really solid and really good, leaning on them so heavy that they are going to be, you know, the one expected to make all the plays. So I think it's going to come up to, can Romeo Doubs, you know, bounce back, have another solid, good season? Is Jaden Reed going to be healthy? And then, you know, they're really high on Dontavian Wicks up there in Green Bay. So if he can go and, catch the ball just a little more consistently, he could be a real big weapon for them up there in Green Bay as well.
Mason, we will leave you with a congratulations and the worst of luck as the season gets
exactly
started. But good stuff, Mason. Thanks so much.
I really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
All right, there he is. Mason Crosby, the all-time leading scorer for the Green Bay Packers and the host of the Mason Crosby Show on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Yeah, but listen, the start to the season, it's a great NFC North start. The Bears have the Vikings, obviously, on Monday Night Football. The Sunday matchup, the Lions and the Packers in Green Bay. I'd venture to guess that Packers fans may be feeling more confident about that matchup getting started in Week 1. We can discuss that. Let's react to what Mason Crosby had to say. Also, coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll get heavy to the Bears with Chris Emma, who will join us here. We are live at Sluggers in Wrigleyville, getting set for Cubs baseball tonight, but they are in Denver as we are just stepping steps away from Wrigley Field. Come out and see us on a beautiful 70-degree Friday. He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards. In for Spiegel and Holmes on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.